Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everyone. The ICRC very much welcomes the attention to ethical concerns, which, in our view, are at the heart of debates about the acceptability of autonomous weapon systems. In our view, these concerns also underpin the need to rule out certain types of autonomous weapons while strictly limiting the use of all others. As the ICRC Vice President highlighted at the recent conference convened by Austria, ethical concerns have always been an important driver for the evolution of international legal rules in warfare, including prohibitions and regulations on weapons. Some have pointed out, including during discussions this morning, that like any legal code, international humanitarian law aims to give expression in legal form to ethical norms, and notably including universal humanitarian principles. However, of course, formal law or any code can never be a definite or finite representation of varied and evolving ethical norms in society. And of course, this is explicitly recognised in international humanitarian law and expressed in the Martins Clause, cited, of course, by my colleague and many others in discussions this week. This provision first appeared in the Hague Conventions of 1899 and 1907, was later incorporated into the 1977 additional protocols to the Geneva Conventions. It's found, of course, in the preamble of the CCW, and it is customary international law. Mr. Chair, considerations of the principles of humanity and the dictates of public conscience have been an important part of calls by the ICRC to prohibit or to regulate the use of certain weapons, including chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, and blinding laser weapons, to take three examples. In relation to autonomous weapons, the ICRC has consulted with philosophers and other experts in technology and ethics and listened carefully to the concerns raised by governments, civil society, leading figures in the scientific community and technology industry, as mentioned by the Future of Life Institute earlier this week, and of course the UN Secretary General. We shared our perspective on ethical aspects some years ago in a working paper for the 2018 GGE meeting. Mr. Chair, for the ICRC, ethical concerns about autonomous weapons centre on interrelated concerns for the exercise of human agency, respect for human dignity, and upholding of moral responsibility in the use of force. Humans have moral agency that guides their decisions and actions, for which they are therefore morally responsible. And the concern is that the use of autonomous weapons reduces or risks removing the exercise of human agency in the use of force, and risks impeding meaningful consideration of the human dignity of persons who may trigger a strike by an autonomous weapon or who may be affected incidentally. Such a dehumanizing process raises fundamental ethical concerns for humanity about moral responsibility for the use of force, in effect the risk of substituting human decisions about life and death with sensor, software and machine processes. And those at the cutting edge of technology development are often the first to point this out. For example, Google has noted that machines will never be able to bring a genuine humanity to their interactions, no matter how good they get at faking it. And it's the same type of concern that underlies constraints on autonomy or automation in other decisions with serious consequences for life in the civilian sphere. A machine or algorithm-generated recommendation may today be relied upon by a judge for sentencing, but it should not be sent to prison without a judge's due consideration of this recommendation. A doctor may draw on patterns detected by a machine to detect treatment options, but it should not be sent directly to the operating theatre without the considered appraisal by a medical professional of the machine analysis. Ethically speaking, we demand human deliberation about these choices, especially if they have potentially irreversible or life-changing consequences. And a decision to kill or injure another human being is, of course, the most serious of these choices. So, for the ICRC, ethical concerns arise with all autonomous weapons that endanger human beings and are therefore a significant overall motivation for the ICRC's recent recommendations for the regulation of autonomous weapon systems in new legally binding rules. In our view, these ethical concerns are particularly acute with autonomous weapons designed or used to target human beings directly, as opposed to those used to target objects. Autonomous weapons targeting humans directly, whereby potentially deadly force is triggered automatically by the victims themselves on the basis of a pre-encoded target profile, would reduce human life to sensor data and machine processes. Most tend to agree that an algorithm, a machine process, should not determine life or death, and this is why the ICRC recommends a specific prohibition on autonomous weapons that are designed or used to apply force against persons directly. We urge this GGE to reflect on this recommendation in developing its own recommendations to address the risks posed by autonomous weapon systems. Thank you, Chair.